one of the most important stories that was reported throughout the summer. It's still been going on in the background, and we forget about this because it's in another country here in America, but it's in the Netherlands. We have the Dutch farmers, and they've been protesting because their farms are being really closed in upon by the government. The government put nitrogen restrictions of up to 95% on Dutch farmers. And the Netherlands is really the breadbasket of one of the breadbaskets of Europe. As far as its land size, there's a lot of farmers that are proportionate to its population. So it's a very interesting, you know, if you want to call it attack on farmers via this sustainable matrix. And they were asked to cut their fertilizer. They were asked to cut their heads of cattle. And they were already implementing a lot of these things, but it wasn't enough. So the government really moved in on them, and you saw a lot of protests throughout the summer months. And now we're seeing kind of the next phase ratchet up here into this. And you know, it's not an accident we're reporting on this, because this is such an important topic at the end of the year here, moving into this into 2023. Here's the headline now as we're closing out 2022. Netherlands to close up 3,000 farms to comply with EU rules. It says here, farmers will be offered a deal well over the worth of the farm, according to the government plan that is targeting the closures of 2,000 to 3,000 farms. Earlier leaked versions of the plan put the figure at 120% of the farm's value, but that figure has not yet been confirmed by ministers. This is the nitrogen minister. She says, there's no better offer coming. They're kind of playing hardball here. This is Christian van der Waal, nitrogen minister, told MPs on Friday. She said, compulsory purchases would be made with pain in the heart if necessary. I'm sure that will be painful for the government to make compulsory purchases.
Wow.
So what's going on here? We're looking at this happening, and people are saying, you know, we're moving into a food crisis. There's, you know, there's inflation. People can't really afford groceries, and you're shutting down the farmers in the Netherlands. Well, the World Economic Forum has a plan that's kind of coming to light here, and it's really shedding a different angle on this. And a lot of the farmers had also said this may have been the plan. Check out this video from the WEF.
Okay. It's amazing when I watch these videos coming out from the World Economic Forum. I just wonder who's their head of promotion and PR. I mean, it always seems like this is the worst advertisement for whatever you're dreaming up here that we could possibly imagine. But this idea of just being stacked on top of each other, I'll be honest with you, you know what this reminded me of? When I was working as a producer on the CBS talk show, The Doctors, we went to Haiti right after the big earthquake that just killed an incredible amount of people. And being there, what you realize is these giant tent cities, like nothing I'd ever seen in my personal life before, but those were all people that used to be farmers and out in the country. And just over the years, as sort of industrial agriculture took over, all of these people just forced into the cities. And so that's where you really had just amazing amounts of squalor and sewage running down between these tents and children, no clothes. And it just reminded me of that sort of progress, right? Where we go away from people having jobs and working and being able to be a part of the land to just stacking them on top of each other with just very little to even survive on. And if that's some dream for our future, I hope below the no box, there's definitely like a check. Hell no. Oh, hell no.
Right. And, you know, it may not be really easy to see what's going on in some place like China, or as it said in the video, in Africa, when they're packing everybody in these cities, you know, hundreds of millions of people. But in the Netherlands, this is all pretty much farmland, and they're trying to kill this farmland as quick as possible. And on the top of that, all of a sudden, this megalopolis tri-state city, this is what it's being called. Now, this is an article from 2017. This is when it really started to roll, but the farmers weren't under this much pressure. They were still feeling some pressure from this net zero push, but they weren't getting this heavy hand from the government like they are now. So here's the headline in 2017. Dutch investors launch new marketing program for the Netherlands. Tri-State City, it's called. They said a group of institutional investors in the Netherlands have joined forces to present the Netherlands plus parts of Belgium and Germany as a single city network named Tri-State City. The project, backed by Dutch employer organization VNO-NCW, that's the largest employers organization in the Netherlands, by the way, says the region's population of 30 million people creates a sustainable urban powerhouse. The project supporters include property developers and pension funds, as well as Utrecht's Economic Board. That's one of the larger cities there. It goes on to say, you know, why are they doing this? We had talked about this, Del. Why are they doing this? According to these people, the Netherlands must present itself as one of the most powerful and sustainable city networks in the world, the project's backer says. It is about how Dutch companies present themselves to companies such as Apple or big Chinese firms. Prologis Benelux director Bram Vennerhoeven told Financiële Dagblad, that's one of the papers in the Netherlands. So it's not about, you know, individuality, independence, really helping communities grow. It's about how we present ourselves to Apple and big Chinese firms. We have to look good on the international stage. That's why we're going to do this. We're going to get rid of farms to do this too. That's, I mean, reading between the lines here is what it's looking like. So this is actually, they have a website, tristatecity.nl. And if you go there, you can see kind of these dream plans for this mega city. You have this megalopolis with a population around 45 million people extending across the Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, and maybe not as many farms there anymore if this comes to fruition. And we've seen, you know, in these mega cities, now, even in the smaller cities that wouldn't be considered a megalopolis, but cities like Oxford or Canterbury, we had reported on this before. These cities become so big and their traffic becomes really bad. And we're getting situations like this, a 15-minute city within the city. And this was the headline we reported on just a couple of months ago. Yeah. Oxford set to cut its famous traffic jams by degrees. The university city will be divided into six districts, and motorists will get fined if they leave their neighborhood too often. And in Canterbury, this is the same thing that was happening there. This is now moving forward. This is the latest headline from that. Canterbury traffic zones like post-war Berlin without the wall. They're talking about the segmentation that they have going on there. So this is what's going on when they think this interconnected sustainable powerhouse, well, it's going to be divided up like pies, and you're going to need permits according to these plans to go from districts of the city to other districts.
Wow. I mean, it's horrifying. But I think, you know, in some ways, many of us that have been in cities, like we were in Los Angeles before we moved out to Texas, I mean, that kind of already is a mega city, right? I mean, you can drive from, you know, I don't know, at this point, Ventura all the way down to San Diego, and you never get a sense that the city's leaving. And more as you go up through Bakersfield on your way to Las Vegas, you could easily imagine a point where all of that is connected and just becomes this giant cesspool of, you know, mask lovers.